95.9 The Hawk, it's Lauren, and I've got a good one for you guys. Joining me right now, it's the lead vocalist and guitarist for Foghat, a guy who's shared the stage with blues legends and now helps carry that sound into a whole new era, Scott Holt. Great to have you on the show.
It's good to be here, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about your beginning. You spent years playing with Buddy Guy. I mean, that's one of the guys who shaped generations of guitar players. So what do you bring with you to the stage when you get up there and with all your experience?
Well, he was my first experience playing music professionally. He was my mentor. He's still one of my best friends. He taught me everything. He took me on the road for the first time. I'd never really been away from home. Our first gig was in Canada, and a couple of weeks later, we were in Brazil. So he took me around the world and showed me the world, and I could never say enough good things about him or thank him enough for giving me the opportunity. I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for him.
That's incredible. I mean, you got to live that and, like you said, travel the world with him and probably meet all your heroes. Yeah, that's something.
It was crazy. I was very fortunate because I was really young, and I was too young to be smart enough to know that I should be scared out of my mind. So I wasn't nervous. I was excited, and I got to meet every one of my heroes that was still alive. I got to spend time and get to know B.B. King and Albert Collins and all my heroes, Junior Wells, and it was just a blessing. I got to play with all the greats, Clapton, Santana. They were all coming around, so it was a really beautiful 10 years that I got to spend with them.
Yeah, what a life. I mean, that is just, I love that. You're talking to a Chicago girl here, so.
Okay, well then you know.
Yeah, for sure. Now you are fronting Foghat, a band that so many of us grew up on, and, you know, I'm sure balancing that legacy while still pushing that music forward, because you've had such a part of, you know, between Sonic Mojo and you guys having that number one blues album on the charts and just everybody embracing that again. How that just must feel like you're carrying the torch and really driving the music forward.
Well, when you join a band that's got a legacy like Foghat, I mean, they have 50 plus years that they've built on. And I came in new to the fold. And we put out a record, and it was embraced by the fans. And that's one of the most gratifying things in my career, is that we weren't, you know, shunned and, oh, get away from us with that, and that doesn't sound like Foghat. Nobody said anything like that. It was all, the music's great. They supported it. Like you said, we debuted at number one on the Billboard chart and stayed there for 39 weeks. So it was, it's a real honor to get to play with these guys. I love them all. We're a family. And it's just a blast making music with him.
We love watching you. I mean, it's so raw and real, and you're just rocking. The show has so much energy, and the fans just love it. It's the mix of legacy and the fresh fire that you bring. So thank you so much, like, really, for bringing live music. I mean, that's what we live for. And, you know, your craft is just, I appreciate so much what you guys do and love seeing you live. We are looking forward to the Westgate in Vegas Saturday night. I heard that your first concert was Elvis Presley, and now you are playing that same room. Like, what does that mean to you?
I can't wait. It's just blowing my mind. We got this gig on the books several months ago, and I've been looking forward to it ever since. I love coming to Vegas. I love Vegas, first of all, just as a city. It's one of my favorite places to go. But this is the first time playing at the Westgate, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's kind of a full circle thing for me because, my first show that my parents took me to was Elvis when I was 9. So it'll be cool to walk the same stage that he was walking on. So
that's going to be surreal. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So when people come out Saturday, what kind of show for people that haven't seen Foghat live are you getting? Tell us.
It's kind of like a combination of Cirque du Soleil and a tractor pull and a Taiwanese sex show. So it'll be a little bit of everything for everybody. I think everybody will be
okay. Ticket sales just jump through the roof.
I'm known as the one in the band that's guilty of a lot of hyperbole. So it'll be a fun show. They're going to hear all the hits that they want. We have a hard time packing all the Foghat songs into one show. So there's always somebody coming along going, oh, I wish you'd have played this or I wish you'd played that. But we will satisfy everybody that's coming that's a Foghat fan. They won't go home without being satisfied.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys cover a lot of ground. I love it so much. So thank you. I want to invite everybody out to see the show in Vegas at the Westgate. Check out Fog Hat. It's your twang and bang tour. So yeah, that kind of goes with your description there. And we are excited. Also, I want to tell people, check out your website because you guys have awesome merch. You have everything from, you know, Rogers drumsticks to guitar picks to the wine and bumper stickers, everything. So foghat.com.
Foghat.com is the place to go get everything Foghat and find out everything about Foghat. All the music's on there, and like I said, that's the central location for all the information.
Great. And for our listeners, you know, go to the Hawks concert calendar under my rock and 959thehawk.com to get your tickets to see Foghat live this Saturday at the Westgate. And thanks for keeping that live rock and blues alive, Scott.
Absolutely, Lauren. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. See you at the gig.
No problem. Okay, sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.